Sometimes bands hit it big right with their debut album, and sometimes it takes them a while before the mainstream latches onto them. That's what happened to REM when their seventh studio album, Out of Time, hit number one on this date, May 18th, 1991, as we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Recorded throughout 1990 in Woodstock, New York, and their home studios in Athens, Georgia, Out of Time transformed REM from that of a cult band to a massive international act. They took elements of pop, folk, and classical music from their previous album, Green, as well as more country elements, and the album spent 109 weeks on the American charts, including two separate occasions in the top spot. It was even bigger overseas, where it spent 3.5 years on the charts. Interestingly, the band did not even tour to support the release. They were tired from their last massive tour and were tired of their instruments as well. They moved from electric guitars and bass to mandolins and keyboards, and Michael Stipe moved from writing political lyrics to love songs. When the album was released, record stores were still using the long box CD packaging, and REM utilized the extra space to encourage people to register to vote per the Rock the Vote campaign. The band was nominated for 7 awards at the 1992 Grammys, including the Big Three for Record and Song of the Year, both for the first single, Losing My Religion, as well as Album of the Year, ultimately winning 3 awards that night.
I love it that people love that record as much as they do. Losing My Religion was the international hit single that should have never happened. In fact, we floated it at the time. The idea was that you put out a first single, you do a great video for it, and people know that there's a record out, and then you hit them with the second song, and that's going to be the hit. Losing My Religion was not supposed to take off the way that it did, but I couldn't be more pleased than I am with it.
Their massive mainstream success began on this date when Out of Time hit number one, May 18th, 1991, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9. The Fox. Just